The entrance to the Ukrainian National Home is on 2nd Avenue between 8th and 9th Streets in New York City. There's a restaurant on the ground floor. The odor of pierogi, borscht, barley soup, and onions hits me as soon as I walk in. The smell is cloying but pleasant, even welcoming, especially in the winter. The restrooms are downstairs, always reeking of disinfectant, urine, and beer. I go up a flight of stairs and walk into an enormous room the size of a small basketball court. It has colored lights, the inevitable revolving mirrored ball, and a bar along one wall, behind which are stacked sound amplifiers in their suitcases, empty cartons, and boxes of plastic garbage bags. Setups are also sold here. Stacks of folding chairs and tables are piled along the walls. This is the ballroom of the Ukrainian National Home, where loud, stomping accordion-accompanied dances are held on Friday and Saturday nights. Before the breakup of the USSR, there would be at least two Free the Ukraine meetings held here every week. The room is rented out as often as possible, and we have now rented it for 2 weeks to rehearse a movie. I've rehearsed 8 or 9 movies here. I don't know why I feel like this, but rehearsal halls should always be a little grungy. Two production assistants are nervously awaiting me. They've started the coffee machine. In a plastic box amid ice cubes are containers of juice, freshly squeezed, milk, and yogurt. On a tray, bagels, Danish, coffee cakes, slabs of wonderful rye bread from the restaurant downstairs. Butter, whipped and packaged, and cream cheese, whipped and packaged, are waiting, plastic knives alongside. Another tray holds packets of sugar, Equal, Sweet and Low, honey, tea bags, herb teas, every kind imaginable, lemon, Redoxon, in case anyone has the first signs of a cold. So far, so good. Of course, the PAs have set up the two rehearsal tables the wrong way. They've placed them end to end, so the 12 or so people due here in half an hour will have to sit stretched out as if in a subway car. I have them move the tables side by side, putting everybody as close together as possible. Newly sharpened pencils are lined up in front of each chair, and a fresh script. Even though the actors have had their scripts for weeks, it's amazing how often they forget them on the first day,